If you have your Bibles with you today, could you please turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians? All right. 2 Corinthians. We're going to be dealing with that second chapter and one verse. Amen? Verse number 11. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so. Amen. Amen. Giving reverence unto the Lord.
Amen.
Because he is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Yes, amen. If you don't stand now, you're going to bow down. Amen.
All right.
Amen. 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 Right. Amen. Because he said, every knee
that's right.
shall bow.
That's right.
And every tongue shall confess
amen.
That
amen.
Jesus Christ mm-hmm. is Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. That's 2 Corinthians, the second chapter and the 11th verse. Mm-hmm. And it reads, lest Satan should get an advantage of us,
mm-hmm.
for we are not ignorant of his devices.
That's right.
Amen. May the Lord add a blessing
right.
to the reading and the hearing
right.
of his holy
right.
word.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. On the last time that we was here,
mm-hmm.
I asked you, how did you get dressed this morning?
Right, right. Right.
Amen. Right. Amen. And I went through the things that we need to be dressed with, amen,
right, right,
from
amen.
The top of our head to the sole of our feet,
mm.
amen, it's covered,
yes, sir.
Amen, by putting on the whole armor of God,
amen,
amen, and today I want to continue on that same, and that same theme mm. about spiritual warfare,
yeah,
amen, amen,
right.
we're going to continue
right.
on this
right.
spiritual warfare,
right.
because church, I'm trying to get you,
mm.
to be able to be able to handle the thing that's gonna come your way.
All right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Spiritual warfare. Amen. And we must understand that the life that we live in. And as a war is going on
amen.
With our members.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
we are warring against the spirit and flesh.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And the Bible tells us that this life that we live is not easy.
Yes, sir.
Well, amen. Well, you're gonna have your ups and you're gonna have your downs.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But everything we need, church, is in the Word of God.
That's right.
Everything that anything that we can go through in life is in the Word of God.
That's right.
Whatever situation may come our way, whatever circumstance may come our way, there's an answer for in the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And if we start seeking God first,
that's right. That's right.
He will direct
that's
our
right.
path.
Amen. Amen.
Because it is a spiritual war going on.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen, amen. Paul said, when I want to do good.
My.
Amen. See, that's what I'm saying. When I want to do good.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. He's always present.
That's right.
Amen, amen. Amen. It's always there. Amen. That's a war going on in my members.
Yes, sir.
That's a war going on. And we must understand that, and we must understand, church, that we all have spiritual struggles.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. When we are working on our relationship with God, you're going to go through some spiritual struggles.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. If Jesus went through those things,
yeah.
what make us think that we're not going to have to go
That's
through
right.
those things?
That's all right. right.
That's a lot of people think that when they come to Christ, that everything is going to be all right. Oh, the battle has just begun.
Amen. Amen.
The battle has just begun.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We got to understand
All
that
right.
John 8
right.
and 14 said Satan is a liar.
Yeah.
And he the father of it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And one of Satan's greatest tactics that he uses mm-hmm. is his deceit.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He yes, used sir. Tricks.
That's right.
Amen. Trying to fool us.
Amen.
He used dishonesty. That's why that 11th verse of 2 Corinthians tells us, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
All right.
We are not ignorant of his devices. Amen. We got to realize, church, it is a spiritual battle going on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You ain't wrestling against that person who's standing in front of you.
Amen.
Amen. You're not fighting against that person standing in front of you.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 12 say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen.
Amen, church.
Amen.
I'm trying to get us to understand who we're fighting against.
Yes, sir.
We're not fighting against each other.
That's right.
We are not fighting against each other. We are fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen.
It's those individuals that allow Satan to use them.
Amen.
That's who we're fighting against.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And we got to understand, church, that we are upon a spiritual attack by the enemy.
Yes, sir.
And that's why, church, we need to pray.
For
spiritual discernment in order to defeat the enemy.
That's right.
And I'm here to tell you, church, you cannot defeat Satan by yourself.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You cannot defeat Satan by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And the only way you can defeat Satan is through the word of God.
That's right.
And God directing your path.
That's right.
We understand, church. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 tell us there is no temptation.
That's right.
Taking you, but such as is common to man.
Amen.
But
amen.
God is what? Faithful.
That's
who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able.
Amen.
But with the temptation also make a way to escape.
That's right.
That ye may be able to bear it.
That's right.
Amen. That is the word of God.
Amen.
That is the word of God.
Amen.
In 1 Peter, it tells us to be sober, to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour.
That's right. Amen.
And so, church, the enemy is trying to get us.
Yes, sir.
He is trying to get us, and he will use anything.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And everything.
Amen.
And only God can defeat Satan.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You cannot do it by yourself.
That's why we need to
pray to God and allow God to direct us.
That's right. Amen.
We must realize, church, Satan has different plans for our life.
Amen.
Than God.
That's right.
Satan come to us, steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundant.
That's right. Amen.
John 10 and 10 say, the thief comes to steal. And that's what he is.
That's right.
And that's what we got to see him as he is.
That's right.
Amen. He is a thief.
Amen.
Come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes, sir.
So while you getting mad at that individual that's standing in front of you, that calling you all kind of names, that's saying bad things about you.
Well, amen.
It ain't that individual.
That's right.
Satan that have come into that individual.
That's right.
And they have given way to Satan.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Because Satan can stand there and solicit you all day long.
Well.
He can come knocking on your door all day long.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. He can tell you stuff in your ear all day long.
Yeah.
But if you don't listen to him,
right,
he has no control of you.
All right.
Amen. All right. But when you give in to him,
yes,
that's when he says, gotcha.
That's right.
When you call one another name, he say, I got you. When you think evil of one another, he say, I got you. When you're doing all manner of false things, he say, I got you. When you don't speak to one another, he say, I got you. When you hate one another, he say, I got you.
You're right, sir.
I got you.
You're right, sir.
Whoever you yield your members to,
he's
serving his feet.
All right. All right.
Lord, help us all. We must understand Satan is aware of our weakness.
That's right. Yes, amen.
He knows our weakness.
Amen.
Even though sometimes we be strong sometimes.
Yes, sir.
But he's aware of our weakness.
You're right. You're right.
You got to realize he deceived Adam and Eve.
That's right.
After God told him, thou shalt. Thou shalt not.
Mm-hmm.
And he deceived them.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
And he knows exactly what buttons to push. He knows, and he knows when to push them to.
Yes, sir. That's right. Amen.
He knows. See, church, I'm trying to get you ready for this battle.
That's right.
Because it's a battle going on.
Yes, sir.
In our members.
Amen. Amen.
He knows exactly what we like.
That's right. That's right.
And he knows what we don't like.
That's right.
And you think he's going to give us what we don't like? Lord, help us all. Amen. 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 You must understand that we're not ignorant.
That's right.
To his devices.
All right. All right.
And we must understand, church. We must understand that Satan should get an advantage of us. The Bible says we're not ignorant of his devices.
Amen.
Because we got to realize every good and perfect gift comes from above. If it's not good, and if it's not perfect will of God, it ain't come from above. Amen. We got to watch what we say.
Yes, sir.
We got to watch what we do.
Yes,
we got to watch how we treat one another.
Amen.
We got to watch what come out of this mind.
You're right.
Got to watch what we think this mind. We got to watch how we walk. We got to watch it.
Yes, sir.
We got to watch it, church.
Yes, sir.
Because once you say it,
that's it.
You can't take it back.
My.
And once you think it,
well.
The Bible says, whatever's in a man, so is he.
That's right.
If you got hatred in your heart,
that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You got hatred.
Yes, sir.
And pretty soon, he's going to manifest himself.
Amen.
Do y'all understand what I'm talking about?
Amen.
If you got hatred in your heart, if you got envy in your heart, it won't be long before it's coming out.
You're right.
It's coming out.
Right.
But if you replace that envy with love, love will come up.
Amen.
A long suffering will come up.
Yes,
patience with one another will come up.
Yes, sir.
It will come up.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Put all the malice aside.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Psalm 66 and 8 says, if you hold iniquity in your heart, God does not hear your prayers.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. And when we are giving Satan the upper hand.
Yes, sir.
When we fail to familiarize ourselves with his devices.
Amen.
We're not ignorant to his devices.
That's right.
We just said he come to what? Steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes, sir.
And if he can destroy you, if he can kill you, if he can do those things to you, he done what he set out to do.
Amen.
But I'm so glad that we serve a true and a risen Savior today.
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad that we serve a God above all God.
Amen.
I'm talking about a God that sits high but look low.
Amen.
I'm so glad that we serve a forgiving God.
Yes,
when I mess up sometimes,
yes,
when I mess up, when I do things that are contrary to God's word sometimes, I can go to him and say, Father, forgive me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Father, forgive me.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. One of Jesus' words on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them.
Yeah, yeah.
For they know not what they do.
All right.
Amen, all amen. Right. That's why we got to familiarize when somebody in front of you talking about you, saying all malice, all these evil things against you.
Well,
you got to realize who it is.
Amen.
Get mad at Satan.
That's right.
Rebuke him.
Yes, sir.
Walk away. Sometimes you got to walk away.
Amen. You're right.
Sometimes you got to run.
Right.
Sometimes you have to run. Sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Standing toe to toe with Satan. You're going to lose.
Amen. That's right.
You're going to lose.
That's right. Amen.
Be aware of his devices.
Amen.
Be aware of his devices, his thoughts, his purpose. His design is to overtake you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We must understand, church.
Yes.
We can't live our life with our eyes shut.
Yeah.
Our spiritual eyes shut.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Amazing grace.
Mm-hmm.
How sweet the sound.
Amen.
That saved a wretch like me.
Yes, sir.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Yes, sir.
I was blind, but now I see. I'm talking about I was spiritually blind.
Yeah.
Not physically blind, but spiritually blind.
Amen.
Thank. I couldn't see.
That's right.
I couldn't see what God was trying to tell me.
All right.
I couldn't see what God wanted to put for me to be.
That's right.
I couldn't see it because I was spiritually blind.
Amen.
But I'm so thankful today.
Yes, sir.
I'm such a scale have been removed from my eyes.
Amen.
And that's why I'm trying to tell you, take the scales off your eyes
that's
today.
Right. That's
where
right.
You'll be able to see God for who he really is.
Yes, yeah.
Amen. Some of us don't know God.
Well,
for who he is.
That's right.
I'm here to tell you, he's a healer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's a way maker today.
Yes, sir.
He's a deliverer today.
Yes.
He's everything that you need.
Amen.
If you need healing in your life, call on Jesus.
Yeah.
If you need strength in your life, call on Jesus.
Right.
If you need help in your life, call on Jesus.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
He got everything
that
you need.
That's right.
Amen. Reason why we go through all the mess that we go through is because we do not trust in the Lord.
Well.
We don't believe that he can do it.
Amen.
We lack faith.
That's right.
But we say, oh, how I love Jesus. Jesus.
All right now.
But when something come up in your life, you forget that word.
My.
We got to go to God during our bad times.
Yes, sir.
As well as our good times.
That's right.
He's there for us.
That's right.
Amen. That's why the Bible tells us, Galatians 5 and 16, we got to walk in the Spirit.
And you will not yield
to the flesh.
Amen.
You will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
That's right.
Because there's a war going on in our members.
Amen.
Spiritual warfare.
Amen.
You got to understand, church. Satan wants to mislead you.
Amen.
He don't want you to grow in the Word of God.
That's right.
And the reason why some of us right now are still in the same shape that we in right now. Gained nothing. Don't want to gain nothing. Still looking for something. But we're looking for stuff in the wrong place.
Lord,
need to be leaning and dependent on God.
Right.
And we have the audacity to say, why God?
Why
am I in the shape that I'm in?
Right.
No, it ain't nothing God has done.
Right.
It's because of you having yield yourself to God.
Amen. You're right, Pastor.
Lord, because of you. When God's standing there with outstretched hand, telling you, come unto him, all ye that are laden and are heavy laden. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Because he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. We got to understand, church, we all going to go through something sometime. If you haven't been through nothing, just keep on living. Amen. Trouble is going to come the other way.
Amen.
But when trouble comes, you just call on Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And I'm a living witness. He will come and see about you.
Amen.
He may not come when you want. But he always on time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Satan wants to mislead us.
Amen.
He knows that he cannot defeat God.
That's right. That's right.
But if he can get our eyes off the things of God and onto something else, he had already defeated us.
All right.
Amen. Keep your focus on Jesus.
That's right.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
Continue to look up. Don't look down.
Amen.
What I don't understand sometimes, how can you call yourself a Christian with your head hung down?
My Lord.
How can you call yourself a Christian which you walk around like somebody gave you a soul?
My.
Regardless of whatever state I find myself in, I'm going to be glad about it. Whatever state I find myself in.
All right.
Because the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous.
Yes, sir.
Nor his seed begging bread.
Yes, sir.
God got everything that we need.
That's right.
Everything that we need.
Amen.
See, we got to realize who Satan is. Yep. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If he can get our eyes off Jesus.
That's right.
He has done what he's here to do.
Amen.
People don't pray like they used to pray.
My Lord.
Yes,
my Lord.
Amen. People don't sing like they used to sing.
Lord.
People don't come to church like they used to come to church. Amen.
Right.
People don't say I love you like they used to say I love you.
Well, my Lord.
You ever seen sometime when you go through your trials and your tribulations? Sometimes you don't pray like you used to pray.
My.
Because you feel like you ain't got time to pray.
Well.
Because you got so much on you.
Well.
Have you felt like that sometimes?
Well.
You don't feel, you feel like that you got so much going on in your life that you don't want to take time out to pray.
My.
All right.
That's the wrong state to be in.
Amen.
You need to pray in season.
Yes, sir.
And out of season.
That's right.
Regardless of what's going on in your life, you need to pray.
That's right.
You need to pray.
That's right.
You need to pray. You need to pray. You need to pray. You need to pray.
Amen.
Don't stop praying.
That's right.
When things ain't going your way at home, you still pray.
Amen.
When things ain't going right on your job, still pray. When you sick, you still pray.
That's right.
When you confused, you still pray.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You pray.
Yes, sir.
Don't let the enemy fool you.
That's right.
Telling you, you too tired to pray.
My Lord.
You got too much going on to pray.
My.
Like I said before, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Amen. To Jesus Christ. It's only what you do for Christ will last.
That's right.
All this other stuff,
that's right.
I'm here to tell you, it will pass away.
Amen.
Only what you do for Christ will last.
Amen.
God has been so good to us.
Yes, sir.
He brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. And that is why, church, we got to be watchful.
Yes.
We got to be watchful.
Yes.
1 Peter 5:8 tells us to be sober.
That's right.
To be vigilant.
That's right.
Because your adversary, the devil,
all right,
as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
Satan will eat you up.
All right. Amen.
He will eat you up.
Amen.
And when you need him, try calling on him.
Try calling on him.
He's sitting there laughing. What you calling on me for?
My.
You know I can't do nothing. Being watchful.
Yeah.
You ever seen somebody that's totally frustrated?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going their way.
Well.
Ain't nothing going every time you look around, seem like you try this and it don't work right.
That's right.
You try this, it ain't working right.
Well.
And I saved him.
Well.
He's frustrated. He is frustrated. Yeah. That's why the Bible says he'll use anything.
That's right.
He's frustrated.
That's right.
When you're frustrated, don't you tend to do something or anything?
Amen. Amen.
Try to relieve the problem.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Satan is frustrated.
Yes, sir.
He trying to use anything and everything.
That's right.
And some people say, he even throw the kitchen sink at you. He'll use your children.
Right. You're right. You're
He'll
right.
use your wife.
That's right.
He'll use your husband.
Yes, sir. Yes,
he'll
sir.
Use your grandkids.
That's right.
He'll use your job.
My.
He'll use anything and anybody.
That's right.
That yield to him.
That's right.
Trying to get you off focus.
All right. All right. Amen.
He's frustrated. And the only thing he's trying to do is to weigh us down.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to confuse us.
Well.
Amen. He's trying to confuse us and bring us to a place where we give up.
Mm.
How many of us have had some things come into our life that was weighing us down?
Well.
That had us confused.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave up.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
We
Amen.
Gave up. Amen. And on her, on our breakthrough.
Amen.
We gave
My
up.
Lord. Mm-hmm. My Lord.
We gave
My
up.
Lord.
How many of us
All right.
have done that?
All right.
We saying, how many of us have said, God, you ain't moving fast enough?
Amen.
How many of us have said, God,
All
now,
right,
now you told me that
right.
in your word that if I do this, I do that. And you said that in your word that you would do this.
All right, Pastor.
How many of us have been there?
All right. All
How many of us have been there?
All right.
Yeah. Been there to the end of our rope.
Yes, sir.
Thinking about giving up.
Yes, sir.
On God. Thinking about giving up on the church.
All right. All right.
Thinking about giving up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. How many of us have thought that way?
Amen. Amen.
How many of us have thought that way?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a living witness.
Yes, sir.
I'm a living witness.
Yes.
Life can be hard sometimes.
Amen.
Life will beat you down sometimes.
Right.
That you won't want to get
right.
back up sometimes.
Right. You're right.
Life is
right.
not fair.
Right.
God did not say it was going to be fair.
Right.
But he said, but I'm not with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even until the
Amen.
End of the word.
Amen.
Sometimes we ask God why this thing happened.
That's right.
Why that thing happened.
That's right.
Hey, we just got to learn how to take the good.
Yes, sir.
But with the bad.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. We got to understand that God is still there in this life. You're going to have your trial
amen.
And your tribulation.
Amen.
But Jesus said, be of good cheer
yeah.
because I have overcome
yeah.
those things.
Yes,
that you might have life and have it that's more abundant.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
So the things that you're going through, mm. amen, if they're not for you,
well,
your trials and your tribulations, they are not for you.
All right.
They are there to strengthen you.
Yes, sir.
For you to help somebody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's,
that's
right.
why you go through things.
That's right.
That's why things come into your life.
Mm.
To make you stronger.
Yeah.
Amen. The trial of your faith.
That's right.
Work in patience.
That's right.
And patience is bearing. And it's bearing hope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you have lost your hope, right. Satan got you
Amen.
Where he wants
right.
you.
You're right. You're right.
Our hope
right.
is not gone,
right.
church.
Right.
Hope is still alive. And he's sent on the right hand.
Yes, sir.
On the Father.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Making intercession
Amen.
For us all.
Amen.
Hope is still there.
Thank you, Father.
Hope is still there.
Father.
Don't give up.
Thank you, Father.
Regardless of what the situation
Thank you,
Father. You might have lost a loved one. Don't give up.
Don't give up. Thank you, Father.
We all come into this life.
Thank you, Lord.
From the very first day that we're born
yes, Lord.
Into this world,
yes, Lord.
We start to die.
Well,
yes,
well.
We
well.
Start to die.
Mm-hmm.
Death is going to come up upon every last one of us.
Well.
But I'm here to tell you, make sure
mm.
that your life is right.
Yes.
Yeah,
make sure that your ankle hold and grip the solid rock.
Amen.
I'm talking about this Jesus.
Amen.
I'm talking about.
That's right. Yeah.
In this life, we all go through ups and downs.
Yeah.
In this life, we have people so close to us have passed away, and we ask God, why? Why, God? Why you take them away from me,
Amen.
Lord?
Amen.
Why you have to take them away?
That's
Lord?
Right. That's
but we must understand God is too wise and too just
that's
to make a mistake.
That's right. That's right. That's
we all got to go that way. We can't live forever on this earth.
That's right. That's right.
My. We all gonna have to give up.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
This walk of life.
Amen. Amen.
But make sure.
Yes, sir.
Make sure your ankle is full.
Amen.
And grip the solid rock.
Amen.
I'm talking about Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about Mary's baby. I'm talking about the lily of the valley.
All right.
I'm talking about the bright and morning star.
All right.
I'm talking about when he said, I am the Alpha. And Omega. The beginning and the end. I'm talking about Jesus today. So whatever situation you're going through today, try Jesus. Don't give up. Don't give in. Try Jesus today. He is the only one that can help us today. He is the only one. He is the only one. He is the only one that can help us today. While you're looking everyplace else, try Jesus. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundant. Eternal life, eternal joy. I'm talking about Jesus today. Have you tried him today? Do you know him today? Is he is he your Savior today? I'm talking about Jesus right now.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about Jesus right now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Who gave his life.
Yes.
That we may have a right.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the tree of life.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
God is so good.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He's so good.
Amen.
And we have allowed Satan to take away our peace.
My Lord. My Lord.
Lord, help us today.
My Lord.
Yes, sir.
Allow us to seek him for peace.
Yes, sir.
Because we have allowed Satan to take our peace.
Well.
Amen. I'm talking about that peace where you would worry all the time.
My Lord.
Lord, help us right now.
My
See, if you're going to worry,
all right.
You're praying. And if you're going to pray, while you're worried. See, I'm talking about that God peace. I'm talking about that peace that passes all understanding. I'm talking about that joy that only can come from God.
That's right.
Amen. A lot of us are seeking peace in the wrong places.
That's right.
Amen. We got to realize God can only give you the peace that you need. He is the only one that can give it to you. He is the only one. And a lot of reason why a lot of us are irritated. A lot of us are exhausted. A lot of us are tired. Amen. All because we allow Satan to steal our peace. We allow Satan to steal our peace.
My Lord.
Amen. We got to realize, church. We all get tired sometimes. We all get tired mentally. And physically sometimes.
Right. Amen.
Sometimes your body get worn down sometimes. Sometimes your mind be so focused where you can't even think sometimes. Amen. I've been done that. Amen. Sometimes you can't even think right sometimes.
Amen.
See like that war is going on so strong in your mind sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes you gotta steal away.
That's right.
Sometimes you got to steal away. Sometimes you got to steal away to Jesus. Lord, when the weight of the world is on your shoulder, sometimes you got to steal away. Sometimes you got to steal away. Lord, help us sometimes. Sometimes you get tired sometimes. Sometimes your body is aching sometimes. But sometimes you got to steal away.
Amen.
You got to steal away. You got to steal away to Jesus. Because I ain't got long to stay here. Amen, amen. God is so good. Amen to us. He brought us on a mighty, mighty long way. And church, we must understand when we shut down, we are neglecting our responsibilities.
Well.
When we shut down,
right.
God has created every one of us for a unique purpose.
That's right.
And we are commissioned
Yeah.
To fulfill it.
Yes, sir.
We are commissioned to fulfill what God has called us
well,
to do.
Well.
So don't let Satan annoy you.
Uh-huh.
Don't let Satan bother you.
That's right.
Amen. Just put the word of God on.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Word of God cut to
Amen.
And fro.
Yeah.
Amen. You got to have a whole armor of God.
All right.
Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds
right.
out of the mouth
That's
of
right.
God.
That's right.
That's so, right. church, we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
But against principalities. Right. Against Paul, against rulers of darkness of this world.
Yes,
against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes, amen.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Sometimes, church, you got to get all by yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sometimes yes, you got to
right.
let everything go.
You're
sometimes.
Right. You're right.
Turn off
You're
the
right.
TV.
You're
turn
right.
off the phone.
Yes,
put
sir.
The kids to bed. Go into another room and have a little talk with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And when you have a little talk with Jesus, you got to realize now you talking to him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now, and you got to let him talk to you too.
Amen. Right.
See, that's what a conversation is.
Amen.
Amen. I talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus listen.
Yes, sir.
Jesus talk.
That's right.
I listen.
All right.
All right.
That's the conversation.
All right, Pastor.
That is the conversation.
Amen.
God has been so good to us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why we must surround ourselves with the word of truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because of Satan's deceitful ways.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Be
yeah.
sober to be vigilant.
That's
yes,
right.
Because if you're not sober,
all right.
and you're not aware,
well,
Satan will come
you're right.
and steal
you're right.
your joy.
You're right. You're right.
He'll come and
right.
steal it.
You're right.
So don't let Satan devour you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Don't give Satan no attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ladies, sometime when y'all see some of y'all married. Y'all see a good looking man and y'all can see for yourself, don't give that buster no attention. Men too.
Yeah.
Men too.
Amen.
Men too. Tell them because they look good. Don't necessarily mean they good for you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. We got to keep our eyes focused on Jesus.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Keep our eyes focused on Jesus.
Because
he's the only one know what's best.
That's right.
For us.
Yes, sir.
We think we know. God know what's best. For us. He know what's best for us. The Bible says in 1 John, I'm finished. 1 John 4:4 says, because greater
yes, sir.
Is he that is in us
that's right.
than
that's
he
right.
that is
right.
in the world.
That's
and we must understand, like Isaiah said, 54:17, no weapon
yeah.
that can form against
that's
us
right.
shall prosper.
Right.
And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
So regardless on what they try to do to
that's
you.
That's right. That's
regardless on what they try to say
that's
about
right.
you, keep your eyes focused
Amen.
On Jesus.
Amen.
With that whole armor of God on.
That's right.
So you'll be able to withstand in the evil day.
Yes.
And having done all that stand, you stand down for.
Amen.
With your long
girdle.
Amen. And your feet. With the preparation of the gospel.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
Lord
right.
help us right now.
Amen.
Because if you ain't got your shoes on, you're going to slip and fall.
Oh,
and that's what Satan wants you to do, to slip and fall.
That's all right.
You better have the right shoes
right.
on.
That's
Amen.
Right.
You better have the right shoes
right.
on. Because if you got the right
that's
shoes
right.
on, sometimes you got to run.
My Lord.
Because you ain't got the right shoes on, you
Amen.
Slip and then you ain't got
Amen. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
Be of good cheer.
Yes, sir.
For I have overcome.
That's all right, Pastor.
This word.
Yes, sir.
Greater than he that is in us.
That's right.
Than he that is in the world.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about Jesus
yes,
right
sir.
Now.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about Jesus
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
I'm talking about the lily of the valley.
Yeah.
I'm talking
yeah.
about the bright and morning star
right.
who came down through 40 and 2 generations
right.
to hang, bleed, and die
yeah.
for you and for me. I'm so thankful right now. I'm so thankful right now that he stayed up on the cross. I'm so thankful he said right now, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. I'm so thankful that he stayed on the cross. I'm so thankful right now that he hung and bled for my
right.
I'm trying to do all I can.
All right.
I'm trying to do all I can. I'm not going to let nobody,
yes,
I mean absolutely nobody,
right,
separate me from
that's
the love of God.
Right.
I'm not going to, let it. You can talk about me much as you please. The more you talk, I'm going to stay on my knee. Because I'm on my way to heaven. And I cannot turn around. God has been too good to me. He brought me from a mighty, mighty long way.
Thank you, Father.
I'm talking about Jesus right now.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Jesus right now.
Thank you, Father.
The invitation is extended. The doors of the church is open.